Greetings, conversationalists and thrill seekers. I am Chris Michaels. This is the Last Call podcast that I usually do day in and day out. As always, another four riveting podcasts coming your way this week. And let me tell you something. I for some reason, I am physically and mentally exhausted. I can't focus. Maybe it's because the Northeast is due for a snowstorm where, according to some sources, we could be getting about an inch. So it's going to be the great dusting of 2024. But maybe there are other sources saying that we could get up to 10 inches. And then we'll just have to take all of that, whether we like it or not. So who knows how long I'm going to go tonight. You know how that works. But we'll try and plow through it. So Elon Musk is a bizarre individual. But at this point, I'm pretty sure that everybody saw the interview between Tucker Carlson and Putin. Right? Now, there's a lot going on there. People said, oh, well, this is just it. Everybody should be watching this. And truth be told, a lot of people did. Tens of millions of views were on X, and God knows how many other views were on his own personal website, Tucker Carlson's own website. But here's the thing. There were a couple of oddities with all of this. Nothing really new was said. And Putin was not saying the things to Tucker Carlson that he says to the Russian population. Because if he did say those things, that interview would have been a lot more riveting, and the Band-Aids would have really been ripped off, and the Western media and the Western civilizations would not know necessarily what to do. But here we are. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we find out that whilst in Russia, Tucker Carlson also spoke with Edward Snowden and Tara Reid. Edward Snowden left the United States because he was a whistleblower saying, hey, guess what? The United States is spying on you all the time in real time, and they've built dossiers on you, and it's a lot more all-intrusive than you could ever possibly imagine. And nobody decided to do anything about it. And this was years and years ago. I think it was almost 10 years ago when Edward Snowden made it over into Russia. Tara Reid. Tara Reid is the individual that's saying that Joseph Biden did all sorts of icky things to her. Yes, the same icky things that the Democrats accused Trump of doing to women. Biden, in fact, probably did do those things to Tara Reid. So Tucker Carlson talked to those two individuals, too. And I would suspect that we're going to see that show come out. But that's probably going to be a few weeks away. But here's the thing about Elon Musk, right? Because Tucker Carlson decided to ask Putin about Elon Musk. And you think, well, why would he do something like that? Who cares? And Putin said, I think there's no stopping Elon Musk. He will do as he sees fit. And in this, he's referencing Neuralink. And I looked up the patent to Neuralink, and it's just mind-bogglingly dry. You could go through it. I mean, I thought I had difficulty going through all of the COVID and vaccine data and Googling all of those words. I mean, you should try to read patents. I mean, your eyes will glaze over and you might as well just fall asleep, head smacking into your keyboard as you do it. I couldn't get through it. But there was something a little interesting towards the end of this patent. And that is where all of these other patents are cited that make Neuralink possible. So in other words, Elon Musk used patents from other people and other technologies to basically create Neuralink. And what is Neuralink? Neuralink is that little itty-bitty thing, the microchip in your brain, that enables you to be connected to the interwebs. Now, one of those patents that I found that Elon Musk used seems to be, if I'm interpreting it correctly, seems to be a device that allows Neuralink to be hooked up to Starlink, his satellites. Now, what would you want to say about something like that? I have a microchip in my brain that's hooked up to the interwebs, that's hooked up to AI, Grok, thanks to X's platform, and that's also now beaming stuff into my head through a satellite. I mean, you want to talk about tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, there it is, but it's all in black and white, and they're all putting it in front of you. It's just whether or not you decide to pick up what they put down. So going along with what Putin said, nevertheless, you'll have to find some common ground with Elon. Search for ways to persuade him. I think he's a smart person. I truly believe he is. And so you'll need to reach an agreement with him because this process needs to be formalized and subjected to certain rules. It is now possible to create this superhuman, a specialized human being. And we're currently facing many threats due to the genetic researchers. This, I think, no matter what you care to think about Putin, this little tidbit here is probably the most important part of that Tucker Carlson interview. Putin is saying that Elon Musk, essentially, you'll have to negotiate with him. You'll need to reach an agreement with him. He's essentially saying that Elon Musk is a transnational actor. He might as well be, Elon Musk, a sovereign unto himself. So what does that mean? It essentially means that Putin views Elon Musk as another nation, a nation with no national boundaries, a nation with no home country. I mean, you could make an argument that it's the United States, but there's plenty to argue against that notion. So if you start to see Elon Musk in that kind of light, a lot of things start to make sense about him. He's creating AI in the form of Grok over on X. Oh, he's got a boring company. No, it's not. Doesn't mean it's not very exciting. It means it's actually boring tunnels underneath the ground at a rapid rate. And, he's got SpaceX, which goes into the atmosphere and through the firmament somehow. Then he's got Starlink, which connects the world. Then he's got Neuralink, which connects you to the interwebs. This person is beyond capable of whatever a nation is. So Putin is well aware of this situation, and he's also well aware, or at least he's dropping hints, that there's more than likely a super soldier program out there. And we hear stories about this from all the time in China, coming from China. This was back in the early 2000s. We heard about how the Chinese military was injecting their soldiers with all kinds of icky things that would manipulate their DNA and essentially create superhumans. And Putin right here is admitting that. And we've got real problems with it. A genetically engineered athlete, scientist, military man. There are reports that Elon Musk has already had the chip implanted in the human brain in the USA. It's impossible to stop research in genetics, Putin said, or AI today, just as it was impossible to stop the use of gunpowder back in the day. So he's coming to the conclusion that this is going to happen, and it's something that we're all going to have to deal with. And you can hide your head in the sand all you like, but it is a reality that we must face. As soon as we realize that the threat comes from unbridled and uncontrolled development of AI or genetics or any other field, the time will come to reach an international agreement on how to regulate these things. Right here, what I've read to you is the most important thing Putin probably has said over the past year. It's not about the Ukraine. It's not about anything else like that. It's not about Biden or any of that nonsense, NATO, whatever, right? It's this. It's that AI is advancing so rapidly and genetically altering people. See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm so mentally taxed. I am drained. Genetically altering human beings is also advancing at such a rapid rate. There are no laws for this. And guess what? We need to come to grips with all of this, because if we don't, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. My personal opinion, I would say that there may be something going on in, Antarctica with all of this, because now the Pope is supposed to go to Antarctica. Why is the Pope going to Antarctica? I'm pretty sure it's not to look at global warming, because that's not very likely. Now, is it? Something else is going on down there. I'm not going to get into it. But that is exactly what we need to start realizing, because Lord knows, Putin seems to be the adult in the room. Certainly ain't Biden, because that HUR report came out, H-U-R, the special counsel, which for some reason wasn't redacted and it wasn't slow walked out into the public eye. It basically says that Biden is a crazy old man and he should be nowhere near anything important. This HUR report is essentially saying that Biden is too old to realize anything, specifically when it comes to taking all those classified documents and leaving them strewn about all over his garage with the garage door opened. And, oh, by the way, the Secret Service does not keep any records of visitors to Hunter Biden's home on the weekend or during the week after work days, right? They don't keep the record. So who knows who's showing up at Biden's house? And by the way, does everybody remember the library that Joseph Biden had at UPenn? Yes, they had a whole bunch of donors that would give heap loads of money to this library, and I brought this situation up many times before. Oh, we've got classified documents in here, and it just so happens I donated to the library, so I'm going to take a tour. I can't touch the documents, but I could certainly take pictures of them. That's how this whole operation works. We also find out in this HUR report that Biden did not have the authority to take any of these documents. Why? Because he was a vice president. You can't declassify documents as a vice president. Or you were a senator. You can't declassify those documents and take them with you if you were a senator. Or you were a private citizen. Also equally as damaging. But they said Biden is a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory who likes to sniff children, pervert, and who he did not remember when he was vice president or when his son Beau died. If this doesn't send chills down your spine about who is actually in charge of this nation, I don't know what will. Because if this person, Biden, can't remember anything, why is he in charge of the gold codes and the nuclear football? Why is he in charge of biological weapons, chemical weapons, bombing other nations, destroying the livelihoods of Americans by keeping the border completely open? This is the person that is in charge of all of that, and he can't remember anything. So, according to the HUR report, we should not bring any charges against him just because he won't remember the situations that he created by taking all of these classified documents. So, no charges. It's all water under the bridge for this old man. Talk about hypocrisy, because why isn't Trump getting the same treatment? Trump is lucid. And on top of it, he was president, which means he can declassify documents and he could do whatever it is he wants to do with those documents. This situation is going to cause a lot of problems because you can't have it both ways. You cannot sit there and say, well, Biden, it's just old Joe. He didn't mean any harm. It's just old Joe. He's just a decrepit old man, can't remember anything. And then, well, but Trump, he is the new Hitler. He's going to take over the world. He's going to round up gay people and trans people and shoot them all. Yeah, that's the other nonsensical rhetoric coming out of the left about Trump. I mean, it's just bizarre behavior. And you have to realize where it's coming from. It's coming from these Democrats. Who are these Democrats aligned with? They're aligned with liars. They're aligned with people that engage in discord and they relish the chaos. They absolutely love it because that means that they can suddenly take control of the power vacuum that is created through that chaos. And so you even have the Satanic Temple coming out there saying, oh, well, you can't ban abortion because it is our religious right. It is part of our religious freedom to have abortion available for everybody. Because wouldn't you know it, we created a satanic ritual, a satanic rite that involves an abortion for women. And if you stop it, well, you are violating our freedoms here. No, that's not how this works. The satanic abortion ritual is a destruction ritual that serves as a protective rite, it says. Its purpose is to cast off notions of guilt, shame, and mental discomfort that a patient may be experiencing due to choosing to have a legal and medically safe abortion. That is crazy. That is crazy. You are allowing a sacrifice. The Satanists are saying, we want to maintain an abortion because in our eyes, ultimately, it is a sacrifice. Whenever you're casting spells out there, if you believe in this kind of thing, there needs to be some kind of exchange in energy. You can't just wish something without giving something. And that same kind of concept works everywhere in life. It works in relationships, whether it's with your friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives. There needs to be some kind of reciprocation in some kind of way. If you're doing a spell, I mean, you hear about the sacrifices. You sacrifice something and then your intents supposedly come true. I've not tried it, but supposedly they come true. Same concept here. We need to sacrifice the fetus so that the woman doesn't feel guilt, shame, or mental discomfort. This is the kind of bizarre world we're living in. It used to be where Satanism and Luciferianism kind of were in the back room, not really allowed out in public. But here we are, 2024, where they're just coming out of the woodwork and being open. This is part of a realignment of the social fabric in America because they want this kind of behavior to be front and center. They want a hedonistic type of behavior because if you go into any research, particularly about the Golden Dawn and its offshoots from Aleister Crowley, it's all about free will, and anybody that stands in front of my free will, they are to be damned. It is my free will, and that goes through all sectors of their lives. And then I've brought this up too, this idea that all aspects of life must be accepted no matter how ridiculous they are, right? All people's perspectives must be accepted. And if you don't, you're a bigot. And I'm looking at this trans movement deal. I mean, look at Baphomet, right? Baphomet is the occult symbol of the Satanic Church and, you know, all of that other stuff. Baphomet is the goat-headed entity that is androgynous. It has both male and female sexual parts. Now you know where the transgender movement comes from. There is a purpose to it for low-level population control or low-intensity population control by sterilizing people and making it socially acceptable to lob off your reproductive organs. But there's also a spiritual element to all of that, and it originates in this Baphomet satanic entity. And so, once again, that is another example of how the Satanists are making their religion streamlined and mainstream. That's how this all works. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop because most of these people, I mean, if you read anything about it, they come from all walks of life. Your doctors, your lawyers, entertainment people, politicians, they all, not all of them, but a lot of them, they do that kind of thing. And sometimes, for the most part, a lot of them could be good people, but they do have that dark side. And it's where these Democrats really kind of align themselves. Because think about all of the Democrat initiatives that would align with some kind of satanic movement, right? Makes perfect sense. Abortion must be legal. We must validate trans. We must have a gender-affirming care for five-year-olds. You saw that. You saw that plenty of times over the past year. So these Democrats are the ones that are pushing all of this. And it's also the World Economic Forum types. We've gone into that countless times. And so that's why this election is so pivotal coming up. Because it doesn't matter if you're pro or anti-Trump or anything like that. You're looking at something that is maintaining the status quo or upturning the apple cart. And the one that's going to upturn the apple cart is probably where we should place our votes. And the Democrats, and this is from the Epoch Times, they cannot wait to have paper, to have mail-in ballots. Democrats want mail-in ballots in the worst kind of way. 84% of Democrats want it. And they said that it should be available to all voters. We saw how damaging mail-in ballots were back in 2020 and 22. It's ridiculous. On the other podcast I brought up, news articles from Reuters back in 23 and AP back in 2021. Well, the issue with those articles is that they bring up the amount of voters that are registered in the United States. And they bring up the amount of people that voted in 2020. Well, there's a massive discrepancy. The article in 2023 said essentially that there was a 94% voter turnout in 2020. Well, that's impossible. It's impossible. Maybe you'll get voter turnout like that in a state like Arizona. Arizona, every presidential election cycle, they have about 77 to 80% voter turnout. But you're never going to get 94% voter turnout across the United States. It just doesn't happen. But in this news article, it did. It absolutely did. You had 130 million voters. Back in the 2021 article, they said 66.8% of people voted. So that is a vast discrepancy. And then you read the report how at least one in five ballots were not supposed to be counted due to whatever. Could be discrepancies, couldn't read the signature, they were adjudicated, no chain of custody. So think about that. Think about those numbers. 94% voter turnout, you know that's a lie. So they changed that narrative back in 2023 because originally it was 66.8. And then take that for granted, right? You had 81 million voters for Joseph Biden. Well, 20% of those shouldn't have gone to him because that's where all the mail-in ballots went. So 80 million for Joe, for good old Joe, I don't buy it. No way. Not a chance. Not a chance. So that's what we have to fight against coming up. We need to get rid of these mail-in ballots. And we need to have voter ID, needs to be paper ballots, and it needs to be counted the same effing day. Every other country can do that. Every other country can come up with, oh, yes, so-and-so won by the end of the day. Not the United States. Oh, we've got to count everybody's ballot at least twice. And it could take months. We may not even know who the president is actually going to be until Inauguration Day. Assuming it's the guy that we want. So that's it. You can hear it in my voice. You can hear it in my thoughts. And the way I'm speaking, I am host. I need to go take a snooze. I'll be back as always for the rest of the week. This is Chris Michaels, and you've been listening to the Last Call Podcast.